This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by the homegrown energy we've come to depend on in this part of the world. North Dakota, Minnesota, families, businesses, affordable, reliable energy. Why? Thanks to clean, beautiful coal. That's right. A history of clean coal in North Dakota is up on that website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check that out, okay? SecureEnergyFuture.org. Where's your phone say there, Kelly? I just saw your phone. It looks like it might be...
Coal, guns, freedom.
Coal, guns, and freedom. Those all go together. Somebody just sent me a note the other day that they had a... the school in Tioga is powered by coal. And they said another reason for an all-of-the-above energy solution when they needed it for a shelter not long ago. So just another reason. All right, SecureEnergyFuture.org. That is the website. We continue on What's on Your Mind live at Beans Coffee Shop in West Fargo. Any questions here from anybody? Ladies? See, when you notice when I say any questions, they look out at the window. See, like they're hoping not for eye contact, like to lure them in. No, I see you. I see you. I see you. Any questions, right over here to that microphone. Ask your questions. Happy to do it. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. There's a candidate for mayor in West Fargo over there, Bernie Dardis. I bet he might have a question probably. You see him? He's hard at it over there, going big time. But back to the phones we go, and Chris is on the road. Question for Kelly. Go ahead, Chris. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott and Kelly. Thank you for taking my call. I got a comment about the police officer in Florida, the resource officer. He's actually a resource officer for 10 years at that school. He was awarded the Resource Officer of the Year for Parkland County a number of years ago. And I also find it ironic, but also an example of why our country is so great, that he has six officers guarding him in his home the way he should have been protecting those kids in that school. On the other note, question for Mr. Armstrong. I don't understand how gun-free zones are even constitutional when it's a constitutional right to bear arms. So if you can restrict your Second Amendment, why can't we start restricting the First Amendment? Might I suggest, as the first act as congressman, proposing a bill wherever there's a gathering or two or more liberals or progressives, that automatically becomes a free speech free zone. I'll hang up and let you reply. Thank you.
Let's get this guy to replace you in the legislature.
Yeah, I don't think that needs any comment. That was great. We get that a lot in the legislature. We get great statements and then question mark.
Yeah. So you agree with everything he said? You're 100% on board? Is that what you're telling us?
I like the idea.
But in all reality, I mean, it does frustrate people that we have a Second Amendment right to protect ourselves, and yet then they can turn around and say, but you can't have it in a school, right? And I know, obviously, you took a lot of this on with the churches and the you know, sort of sector by sector in the legislature, but I can't disagree with them.
And we talk about that issue because obviously what happened, it's topical, but I mean, I got to give a lot of people in North Dakota credit. Last year we passed constitutional carry. Over the last couple of sessions, we've done everything we can to simplify our gun code and to expand the Second Amendment freedoms in North Dakota. I think North Dakota has the best gun law in the country, and I guarantee you we'll see more of them coming, and we need to take that idea to Washington as well.
Questions, welcome several ways. You can call us at 258-0550 or toll-free at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd or I, 701-367-2054 for mine, or 701-226-8503. And then the shy people here at the Beans Coffee Shop in West Fargo also that can be coerced into asking a question as well. If elected, asks a texter, would Kelly support Paul Ryan as speaker? Thanks.
It would depend who else is running, I guess. But, I mean, I've been a big fan of Paul Ryan for a long time. He's a fiscal hawk. He's all of those things. I think as things have moved forward, as somebody has served as party chair, I think sometimes when you get in those positions, things change drastically. And I think a more appropriate approach probably in the U.S. House is to make sure that more. I mean, you have 435 people, 435 differing views, to make sure more of those have the opportunity to see the light of day. And my answer is the answer is going to be the guy who's going to have the most open door policy to the members of the House of Representatives is the guy I would support.
Speaker Ryan, and for the most part, leadership in Congress are getting some grief over this budget. Steve Moore was in town recently, spoke to the Economic Outlook for 2018 Forum for the Chamber of Commerce, and talked about advising President Trump about the tax plan, how great that is, but how horrible the budget is, right? And I know you've talked about, obviously, the debt being a big concern for all of us. A, if you would have had the opportunity, would you have voted for that budget? And B, what do we do about the debt?
Well, I think what we need to do is a balanced budget amendment. I've supported that in North Dakota. I see Jim Casper sitting here right here. He's been a strong advocate for those types of things. And until you get that going, I don't know if there's a real solution to this, because when you run on two-year election cycles and the way things work, the answer is a balanced budget amendment. We balance our budget in North Dakota. We have to balance the budget in Washington, D.C. The problem with these continuing resolutions is there is a crisis point at every single time they come up. And you have a bad choice on one side and a worse choice on the other side. And we put guys like Senator Hoeven and Congressman Cramer, who both support a balanced budget, by the way, a balanced budget amendment, you put them in an impossible situation between two terrible choices.
Yeah, on the most recent budget, what would you do?
Yeah, I think given where you're at and the crisis point and what you have going on, I think you have to support it. But you kind of shake your head. I mean, and you go. I also support what Rand Paul did. You know, I know he took a lot of criticism for that, but that's his opportunity and his right to do as a senator. And those types of things need to happen, because we have to call attention to this problem. You can't walk into a bank to get a line of credit or a loan and say, "Hey, I need a continuing resolution because tomorrow I'm going to be evicted from my house." We don't run the state of North Dakota that way. We don't run our private businesses that way. We don't run our lives that way. They have to get serious about long-term budgeting, and they have to have it. We have to have a balanced budget amendment.
Well, how would you break the cycle? The cycle being, in the case of that budget deal, the reason it passed is because basically the military had been totally depleted. And the sequestration was a disaster. It was coming right out of the military, and you literally have General Mattis say, you know, you are doing real harm to the readiness of the United States military, okay? And so Republicans say, we have to do something. Democrats say, no chance you're getting a penny from the military unless you give us more money for social programs and their laundry list of things. So basically, you had to. So do you ever break that? How do you break that?
Get 60 senators in the Senate. The single biggest answer is win more elections, get 60 senators in the Senate, and then you can start having serious conversations. I think that's something that, you know, oftentimes gets looked out. We take criticism as Republicans because we have a majority in the Senate, majority in the House, but so many votes in the Senate require 60 votes. And if you can get 60 senators in the Senate, then you can start making serious progress.
Should that rule change?
You know, when it comes that's a great question for Kevin Cramer.
Yeah, and also John Hoeven. I've asked Senator Hoeven that, and he comes close to saying it should. And he, you know, that if we don't, you know, figure out a better way to get people to work together going forward, we'll have no choice but to do it. But doesn't quite say change the darn rule. But I think most of us are at that point.
Personally, I think what should change is the filibuster rule. You should be required to have a talking filibuster. Filibuster shouldn't be a piece of paper that you turn in. If you want to filibuster something, stand up on the floor. Do it 24/7, 365. Make them work for it. Do that. That would be a real simple solution that I don't think it doesn't change the overall structure of the Senate, because we always got to be concerned when we're in the minority again. Politics is cyclical, and you go from one end to the other. But how about making them do a talking filibuster?
Let's talk a little bit about the state party. You are no longer chairman. You've stepped down from that position. But one of the reasons we did this town hall is we heard from a lot of people that were frustrated that the party wasn't doing more. Heidi Heitkamp's been a senator for 6 years. What do you say to those folks that say, and by the way, I think over the last year that has gotten better and better and better, and you're hearing radio ads and you're seeing energy about it. But most of this came prior to that. Should a state party, in this case the Republican Party, be the opposition to a sitting Democratic senator for all 6 years of the term?
Absolutely. And I think, the state party as an operation really is two full-time employees. It's a political director, which is our executive director, and it's an office manager, and then it is made up solely of volunteers, including the chairman's position. And I think we've done a lot over the last year to get more sophisticated. Elections are changing all the time. It's digital. it's data, it's all of those things. And we were planning our rollout for after Labor Day last summer, and because of the Obamacare vote, we started in July, and we've worked very, very hard. We know the battlegrounds are in the Red River Valley. We have 3 full-time staff solely dedicated to the 2018 election working in the Valley, but we're getting better at communicating with the RNC and using their data operation and their messaging operation. The NRSC has been playing out here for a long time, and I think there's always more to do. The answer is, no matter how good the party is, there is something better we could be doing. But I think we've raised as much money over the last year as we ever have in an off-year cycle, and we've had people on the ground right here in Fargo working hard to help make sure Kevin Cramer and the rest of our people get elected in November.
We're chatting with Kelly Armstrong today. If you have a question or comment, it's welcome. Kelly is now a candidate for the House. When we originally scheduled this, as I mentioned, we wanted to talk a little bit about the state party efforts in the 2018 election cycle. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments on all of these issues. At 800-228-0550 to call us on the air, 800-228-0550, or text me, 367-2054, Todd at 226-8503. I got to get some of your texts here, Todd. More at Beans Coffee Shop, West Fargo, after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denhuser of Marion. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybean and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law, the checkoff cannot do. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I was 17. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights.
Back on
What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall Friday with your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome. Kelly Armstrong is here, former chair of the Republican Party, talking a little Republican Party politics and answering your questions. Also talking about his candidacy for the U.S. House. He's joining that race now, announced officially yesterday. Tom Campbell, Kelly Armstrong, and a handful of other folks. But the top-tier candidates, obviously, these two individuals. It'll be... right now, spending some time talking to delegates between now and that convention early in April. And then, we may have a primary as well. We'll talk to Kelly a little bit about that, too. So all that coming up. Right now, a word from our friends at DAC Diesel, and CJ's on the phone. CJ, what's happening on a Friday at DAC Diesel?
Well, happy Friday to you and all the listeners out there. But I am actually on the road today. I'm headed up to the Fort Berthold Reservation to take care of some of their generators up there. So, it's just another day, you know, so I just want to remind everybody, you know, we do service calls. So whether, you know, you got a truck that's sitting alongside the road and you don't want to pay a tow bill, or even if you have your truck sitting out at your farm or even in your shop somewhere and you can't figure out what's going on with it, give me a call. You know, I'll gladly come out there and, you know, take a look at it and see what we can do. You know, it's one of those things that's a lot easier to do it that way than lining up a tow truck and then paying somebody. And, you know, a tow truck, they usually charge anywhere from $180 to $280 an hour. So it's just another way to get you back on the road.
They're there to help. He's even on the road himself to get, folks taken care of. That's how I take care of their customers at DAC Diesel. Give CJ a call, number 701-210-0888, or at the shop, 258-5011. CJ, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott. Talk to you on Tuesday.
You bet. Look forward to it. Thanks, CJ. All right, here's another question. I'm going to get rid of a little rapid fire on some of these text questions. I feel Kelly does. Kelly, you are one with political aspirations. When a politician swears at their oath of office to uphold the Constitution of the U.S. and of North Dakota, and then they fail to do so, how can they be punished for not following their obligations and taking the oath of office, says Clark?
Vote them out of office. That's the single biggest thing. What makes America different than everybody else is our republic, and our republic is, especially in North Dakota, we have the best ballot access in the country. It's the easiest place in the world to get involved, whether it's at the party level or at a vote. Vote them out of office.
Another, I feel Kelly does not support separated families. With the society moving more and more into that direction, will Kelly continue to support single-parent households, or will he see that a more collaborative effort is needed from both parents?
No, I think everything in the direction in the North Dakota court system and things of that is moving. We've learned more and more about those things, and the more both parents are involved in a child's life is important. But I think we should get back to the roots. Let's try and keep families together. Let's make sure people are being serious about the commitments they're making and doing that thing. Obviously, when families break up, there are problems. I've seen it time and time again. The best solution to that is when people decide to get married and decide to have children, they need to take those obligations seriously.
I always bristle a little bit about a legislature mandating more of a role for a court rather than, you know, like, as you say, sit across the table. From that perspective, what do they want you to do?
You know, judges are elected too. That's the answer. And they're elected in their local communities. And if those are issues that are important to people, they need to, those questions need to be asked. They need to be answered. The court system is right on the ground in the middle of that stuff. And obviously in those cases, anybody who doesn't get the outcome they are looking for feels like they are aggrieved. And oftentimes, sometimes they are. But the reality is it's much better for a court system to deal with that when they're hearing all the facts in a courtroom than it is for a legislature to deal with it two years later in a legislative session.
Will you pledge to have the same accessibility as Congressman Kramer, continue the radio appearance? Also, would you join the Freedom Caucus?
The first question is, I don't know if anybody can do it as well as Congressman Kramer, but I am going to give it my level-headed best. I've been accessible as party chairman and as a state legislator. I think outside of scheduling conflicts, I've never turned down a radio interview with you or anybody else for that matter.
I would concur with that, absolutely. Yep. Question for Kelly. Are you pro-life, and will you support and push for legislation to outlaw abortion and protect the life of humans in the most innocent form? Thanks, Brady.
Yes and yes.
All right. Was wondering what Kelly thinks about our North Dakota Beef Checkoff Commission. I love all these questions from every different possible angle here today. Cars is a ranch, and talking with other ranchers, we think it's a joke. They are taking our money and doing very little to promote beef. They're putting up little billboards in towns in the Dakotas where people know about raising and eating beef. Why not? Why are they not promoting beef in towns such as New York City or Orlando, or where kids probably go to zoos to see what a cow looks like?
Well, right? I mean, one of the biggest issues you have with these things is people in the liberal areas of the country think food comes from the grocery store, and they think electricity comes from the light socket. And we need to protect our farmers and ranchers in the Midwestern states and North Dakota.
Do you have a say on the beef checkoff?
I'm not sure. I mean, one thing you will learn from me is if I don't know the answer, I'm not going to try and bluff through it. I know we had a bill on it two sessions ago, and I talked to, like, Larry Schnell out of Dickinson's a really good friend of mine. He runs the Stockman's out there. So the answer to that is I will call people I trust and get their opinions and figure out what the right solution is.
Yeah, I guess they were just asking what you think about the Beef Commission. What do you think about the North Dakota Beef Checkoff Commission? Not necessarily asking for you to take a position one way or another, just basically what you think. What
you're
saying, I'll ask my rancher friends.
Yeah, well, and when that bill came up, Julie Ellingson, who was the chairman of the Stockman's Association, was up there testifying, and if anybody knew anything about that issue, that would be a good person to get the resources from.
Another texter, I've not heard deficits mentioned on your program lately. Well, we just talked about the debt not moments ago, and obviously those are pretty closely linked because that deficit every year adds to that debt. Bloomberg Business News personality this morning said last year's deficit was $600 billion. Obama's. Trump's deficit will be in this order. This year, $1 trillion. 2019, 1.3. 2020, 1.4. Well, we don't know what they'll be because they're not giving any economic benefit from the tax return. But
yeah,
that's a projection.
They run on 1.9 GDP, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think what's going on with the Trump administration is going to unleash the economy in North Dakota, and we're going to have new realities on GDP, which is going to affect the deficit in such a positive way.
I'm absolutely certain you still blame Obama. What is job one on your pledge to tackle the debt?
Job one is to get down. I mean, I contend that the single only way this thing is going to pass is to get a balanced budget amendment. The reality is that's how, I mean, how Congress works and how D.C. works is dysfunctional. We need to get down there, and we need people to be serious about a balanced budget, and we need to talk about it every single day.
I am an NRA member, says this listener. How would you vote on raising the age on buying an AR-15? I hope it would be no.
I have a hard problem with telling somebody they can go serve 2 years in the military at the age of 18, come back when they're 20, and then say you can't have an AR-15. And also, I'd like to see any data whatsoever that says that will change anything.
Would it make sense to, I guess the only reason I could see this having even some merit of discussion is to say most of the perpetrators of these gun incidents at schools are younger. So maybe additional background checkers, or wait a minute, do they have the ability to buy it? But
let's get better communication between law enforcement, and to steal from Governor Burgum, let's get our data and our tea better, and let's utilize the laws that are already in place and get some consistency and communication amongst different organizations. That'll solve a lot of those problems.
More coming up. Don't go away, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Stem Cell Health Institute, helping Todd on the path to being pain-free. Tell me more, Mr. Todd Mitchell. What did I do to offend poor Todd?
I was checking a phone call you wanted me to check.
Oh, were you? Oh, I thought Dustin was doing that. You probably both heard me. I said you get to tell us how you're glad to be pain-free with the help of the Stem Cell Health Institute.
For Dustin to do it, he can't play it. But I can tell you about how my knee pain is so much better. The Stem Cell Health Institute has come to North Dakota. Knee pain, lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain. Must attend stem cell therapy. Educational seminars are going on. Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, just a short drive away. Check it out online. You'll get more familiar with it. StemCellTherapyForPain.com. The call. Get signed up. I've done this. I've had injections in both my knees. I am so much better. 1-888-973-1560. 1-888-973-1560. Or go to StemCellTherapyForPain.com.
One of our fine listeners asked me to invite you to the Lincoln Day Dinner that will be taking place in Lansford, North Dakota on Sunday. They have the meeting at 3 and the social at 5 with a public meeting to follow at the community center.
I will be in Lansford on Sunday, but I need to go at the beginning of it because I got to turn around and drive back to Park River for their district convention as well. So I will be in Lansford, I will be in Park River, and there's District 14 in between that, which we'll have to miss because I can do two if I do it one way and only one if we do the other way.
See what happens when you have district conventions and a tight timeline to a convention, right?
Well, you know, I've done a lot of these over the last couple of years as state party chairman, and it's one of the things I like about running for the U.S. House of Representatives. My favorite thing in the world to do is to go to these things, talk to Republicans, get into local communities, and find out what's driving people, what's helping their families, what's helping their businesses, what can we do. And I mean, invariably, the answer is almost always get the government out of the way. Just get the government out of the way. And if we can continue to do that, and I mean, just shrink the size of government. You know, Kevin Cramer is talking about how many pages of federal regulation they've rolled out of the Obama-era regulations. They've already rolled out of the federal code. But they're still pumping out regulations that stifle our farmers, ranchers, and energy producers. And quite frankly, North Dakota is very good at policing North Dakota issues. Let us do our job and stay the heck out of it. Almost swore there, Tom. Almost swore there, Scott.
Last chance for a question or comment. We have about 9 minutes left for the Talk Radio Town Hall live at Beans Coffee in West Fargo with Kelly Armstrong. So if you do have a question or comment, get it in right now. 858-0550 is our local number. You can ask a question here or you can text in a question. Lots of those coming in today. 367-2054 for me or 226-8503. Let's talk a little bit about the whole convention process here a little bit. You have said you are seeking the votes of the delegates. If the delegates are counted and you are not the victor in this race at the convention, you're done. You're not seeking the House seat anymore. You will not go on to June.
Yes, I don't begrudge anybody else their decision in that. I understand why Kevin did it when he did it. I understand why Governor Burgum when he did it. But I cannot resign as party chairman on Tuesday and tell the state committee and tell our delegates and tell our active grassroots members that are so important to the success of the Republican Party that their decisions don't matter. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not starting a primary campaign until after the convention. Because, I mean, just to be honest, I don't think we've got a clear answer yet out of the Campbell campaign on that. And I'm not going to wait till the convention is over, because I'm going to go win the primary too.
I don't know what you. In other words, you're saying your plan is to get enough delegates to be the winner at the convention and then go to the primary.
Yes, absolutely.
But if you don't, you're done?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean you're not waiting?
Well, you have to anticipate. I mean, we're going to work as hard as we can to get every delegate support, but you can't wait until April 9th, I mean, to go up on TV and to do those things. We're going to raise the money, and we're going to make our case. We're going to make our case to the delegates, but we're going to be making our case to the rest of North Dakota as well.
I see what you're saying. You start building statewide support now.
Yeah, you can't wait. I mean, both parties aren't playing by the same rules, then things get real squirrely really quick, so we're going to be ready to go.
Is your sense that the system works well in North Dakota? I mean, you mentioned Doug Burgum, who, you know, obviously did go to the convention process, but then ultimately didn't get the confidence of the delegates and went on to win big against Wayne Stengem, the pick of the convention. You know, Kevin Cramer before that. Prompting many, myself included, to sort of question, gosh, have we got the best model or do we need to update this?
Well, and if the Republican Party wants to update their model, that's their absolute right to do. Tuesday, that would have been a better question for me as a Republican Party chairman. That'll move forward with the executive committee and the state committee. But the answer is our party rules have served the state of North Dakota very well. I think people have a drastic misconception of what a district convention is and what a state convention is. We have the most open process for Republicans, I would argue, in the entire country. And it's so easy to get involved. And the other answer is the Democrats in North Dakota aren't always going to be as weak as they are now. And picking your candidates in April and concentrating on November is a significantly better way to get elected in November than it is to fight amongst each other publicly and brutally all the way through June and then try and pick up the pieces.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the race against Tom Campbell. Tom, as we mentioned, of course, had been a candidate for the Senate race against Heidi Heitkamp. Kevin Cramer decides to go in, so he says, I'm going to the House race. You've now joined that House race as well. So, again, there are other candidates in this race, Dwayne Hendrickson and other individuals. You know, so with all due respect to them, you two are the top-tier candidates here. That's what this race, for the vast majority of delegates, is going to be between. How do you contrast your what is your argument?
Well, my argument is I'm one of the most conservative senators in the state senate, and I have a history of accomplishment not just in the legislature but with the party and the things that I've done in my local communities and the things of that. I've worked very hard to marshal bills. I take on tough issues. I take the criticism. I answer questions. I'm as available as anybody, and I'm proud of my conservative record, and I am proud of the accomplishments I've had not only in the legislature but in the communities I've been, and I want to run on those issues, and I want somebody down, and I just want to be the guy in D.C. fighting for North Dakota.
Will this be an East versus West race?
I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, I lived in Grand Forks for 10 years. I think it's been a while now, but I've spent time out there. Most issues that that affect North Dakota are statewide issues. You know, there's as much ag in Western North Dakota as there is in Eastern North Dakota, and I think the people of North Dakota we're a tight-knit community, we're a family, and I think that parochial, we've worked very hard in the legislature and the state party to make sure that parochial type of politics goes away.
Brad in Minot for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, somebody asked earlier about your position on the Freedom Caucus, and pardon me if I missed it, but I don't think you answered that question. What's your take on that, and do you plan on joining the Freedom Caucus?
You know, those types of questions are questions you have to get in. I appreciate what the Freedom Caucus does. Obviously, they're conservative and things of that nature. I don't know. I would want to talk to them and sit down and see what they're about, what it entails. I mean, we know the public position of it, but I would want to talk to those guys and see if it's something. Obviously, their positions are near and dear to my heart, so it is definitely something that I'd consider. But until you're there and you talk to the leaders and figure out what it is, it's hard to answer that question. But okay, I really appreciate what they do.
Who probably are a couple examples of the most admired United States congressmen from other states that you can think of at this point? Who do you admire from other states, I should say?
Who do I admire from other states? Now we're jumping on a question that's pretty tough. It's hard for me to answer that. I'll tell you who I admire the most of any of them, Kevin Cramer. He is my favorite congressman in the entire world. He's a strong advocate for North Dakota. He says the things that need to be said, and he's a hardcore voice for our state.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Brad. Appreciate it very much. Let's see here. Some texts now starting to pour in again here. How does Kelly feel about right-to-work laws?
North Dakota's a right to work. I was thinking about that. I am a huge fan of that. I mean, employers need to be able to do what they run their business, right? Nobody's entitled to a job. You're entitled to work your butt off to earn your job, and that's the way it needs to be. Right to work. North Dakota's a right to work state, and it has served us very well.
Emailer says the one item that intrigued me in what Kelly said is he's concerned about the deficit. It is like he does not exist anymore. Nobody talks about it, including the current administration. I think it's like the deficit doesn't exist anymore. We need to make some sacrifices to balance the budget. This alone could take down our economy overnight. This should be our top priority. Kelly will get my vote if he is serious about doing something about the deficit.
Yeah, and I think the answer to that, you know, I was on a radio show yesterday, and they're asking specific questions, and I think that the honest answer is everything has to be on the table. There are going to be really tough choices that have to be made, but entitlement spending takes up two-thirds of our budget, so until we start talking about those issues seriously, we have to do it. I will say this. Whenever General Mattis talks about something as a necessary thing, I'm going to listen. I think that he is one of the most capable human beings on the planet. And so when we're dealing with some of these deficit bills as it relates to the military, I understand that the debt is crippling us, but I also understand that nobody understands what the United States needs in its military needs more than General Mattis.
I'm gonna call off the air. Go ahead and roll that on Sunny Purdue for Kelly.
Kelly Armstrong, question for you. What is your take on Sonny Perdue's repeal or withdrawal from the Grain Inspection and Stockyards Packers Act? A piece of legislation from 1927 was withdrawn with the stroke of a pen. I need to know what your position on that is. Thank you.
I have to look into it and get back to it. I don't know about 1927 legislation. I will educate myself on that, and if there's a way to get a hold of him, I'll call him back.
Sonny Perdue must be on the job of trying to fix it or something. He's mentioning Sonny because Sonny had been around that long. President Trump's ag secretary, appreciate the call. Let's see here. If Kelly wants to learn about the beef checkoff, he should get in touch with Bill Bullard with RCAF USA.
Perfect.
There's a little resource for you. Another caller, Scott, are you having all the candidates on or are you just in the tank for Kelly? Well, first of all, that's a bit of a tough one. We certainly have had Tom Campbell on before, and we're going to do more of these town halls for sure. Today was going to be a little bit about the party, and it's morphed into both, which I think is fine. All the other candidates, I guess when they're all official at some point, we'll have at least all the candidates on once for sure leading up to the convention.
Yeah.
How many are in the House race now, officially?
Five, I think.
Okay. All right. So we'll continue to do that. Last question. How does Kelly feel about repealing the Sunday Blue Law?
All right. So the Sunday Blue Law is a pretty interesting thing. I think when you have laws that have as many exceptions to the law as that one does, I've always find it interesting that a waitress's job isn't as important as a Target checkout counter's job. I think the world is changing, how people go to church is changing, and the economies are changing, and I want to make sure that our businesses have every opportunity to succeed in North Dakota. So it should either be stricter or we should maybe consider dealing with it.
More after this.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances.
We're back live and on location on What's On Your Mind. Doing our talk radio town hall today. Our on location talk radio town hall home is Beans Coffee in West Fargo. We're going to be doing more of these talk radio town halls as the 2018 counts down to the big decision in November on a lot of races. A lot to cover. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Rory, our office dog that we borrow during the day from Marie, got a new MyPillow for pets. And I got to put up a photo because you got to see. You have a look on the dog's face of total bliss. Just absolutely loving every minute of it. And you get up to 50% off on that and other great products when you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Scott, and also the 4-pack, 50% off the 4-pack, 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. That's 60-day money-back guarantee. So you sleep on that baby for 59 nights and go, not for me, send it back. 800-506-9028. No risk to get you to better sleep. Better health, too, by the way. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Texture wants to know what case you'd make against Heidi Heitkamp. I mean, you've been doing that a little bit as chairman of the party, obviously.
It's my favorite question I've gotten all day.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wait till the end. Yeah.
Well, this is pretty easy, and I'm going to start with the budget shutdown, and this is exactly how Senator Heitkamp operates in Washington, D.C. I'm undecided. 3 o'clock the day of the vote, she's going to vote against the shutdown, while the reality is Chuck Schumer cut her loose. Every single time we don't need her vote and she thinks it's politically expedient, she shows bipartisanship. But every time we need her vote, when it's a vote that matters, she votes with the Democrats in D.C. and San Francisco. We can go down the methane flaring rule. She voted one vote switch.
You need to explain that rule, because I think for anybody outside of the oil and gas industry, they don't totally understand.
Here's the easiest way to explain that rule. It was a draconian federal regulation, and was a parting shot by Barack Obama and the environmental left. That's what that rule
to
is.
To do what?
It's a federal
put in a rule we didn't need.
That is not only bad for energy producers, but when you start talking about methane emissions, you are into farming and ranching, and you are dealing with federal overreach into issues that should be determined at the state. And the
Which were, right?
Yes,
and
we're doing
flaring,
we're doing a great job.
It wasn't like North Dakota was ignoring
us. It's not like it's, I mean, you know, and that's been the mentality on North Dakota the entire time. She voted for sanctuary cities.
So Obama, let's finish on the methane, though. Okay. So she puts it in.
Yes.
And you explained it was a parting shot from Obama.
Yeah.
Duplicative rule.
Yes.
Okay. It's now the rule. Obama leaves.
Yeah.
And the Obama administration has a shot at the Congressional Review Authority, I think they call it, CRA, which basically goes in and says anything that was really bad and sort of just a last-minute game, I think you only have a certain time frame, right?
Yep.
If it was put in late in the administration, they can go and look at it and just get rid of it all.
Yep. And there was a vote on the floor of the U.S. Senate to get rid of it, and it failed 51-49.
Her vote.
And her vote is the reason it failed. Obamacare repeals the same thing. And we can talk about Senator McCain in Arizona and those types of things and how they tried to place that on Republicans. And by the way, that's valid criticism. We can't control what Arizona senators do in North Dakota, but we can control what North Dakota senators do. She voted for sanctuary cities. She voted for against the 20-week abortion ban. I mean, this is an abortion ban that is ill, or this is a procedure that is illegal. It's been illegal in my wife's home country in Norway for like 30 years.
And trust me, there's a lot of liberal policies in Norway, with all due respect to your wife.
Absolutely.
I mean, to think they draw the line there and we can't is unthinkable.
And then high fives Chuck Schumer on the floor of the Senate after she does that. The case against Heidi Heitkamp is pretty simple. She only won by 3,000 votes in 2012, and now she has a 6-year voting record that is against the interests of North Dakota and our citizens. And this should be an easy choice for Kevin Cramer, but as we know, she's a very capable politician, and I think this is going to be a knife fight, and I think Kevin's the guy to get in this race and make it happen.
So why is it close, given everything you explained? Why would it be close? I mean, there nothing you described in that tracks with North Dakota voters.
Yeah, and expect the best plan for the worst, and I think we need to, because there's going to be so much money thrown into this race.
Well,
I mean, this is going to be a $40 million Senate race.
And you are right, she's a capable politician, which is basically an innate ability to, you know, project herself as something she's not based on her votes. But, you know, when she has 3,000 votes against what many think was not a very good campaign, now she has a record to defend against someone that also has a record to contrast it with. I don't know why it's, I guess, you know, it's supposed to be close.
Let's not make people complacent, Scott. Let's keep them energized. Let's keep them going, because we need to make sure it's absolutely essential that we win that Senate seat.
Yeah, it is very true, very true. Anything else you want to tell us?
No, thank you. Thank you for everybody who's listening. If you're interested in getting involved in Republican politics, our state convention is April 6th through the 8th. Decisions are made by the people who show up. Please consider coming.
So if somebody still goes to one of those district conventions that are happening, they still have a shot at being a delegate?
Even if the district convention is over, a lot of delegate slots aren't filled. You can do it online at the ndgop.org website. You can contact your local district chair. And then I would just always leave with this. This next election is the most important election in the history of our country. But you want to know why? Because it's the only one we can affect the outcome of.
It's in our hands.
Yes.
It is, absolutely. Fascinating. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
Enjoyed it. Kelly Armstrong, former party chair of the North Dakota GOP, and now, listen to that.
Yeah.
Funny in a live studio audience. Like David Letterman. Now a candidate for Congress. In North Dakota, and neat opportunity to chat with him, find out a little bit more about his views today. Thanks for all your questions and comments. Got a boatload of texts, and we did not quite get everybody in, but we got darn near everything in today, so thanks for that. God bless you one and all. Have a fabulous weekend. We'll be back Monday to do it all over again, and we got to say goodbye to our buddy Nolan Schmidt, who's been a great producer for us here in What's on Your Mind. Off to greener pastures. See you Monday, folks. Bye-bye.
The 2017 models must go at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here. Vince, tell us about the great deals you have going on right now.
Yeah, we're really trying to move all of our inventory, 2017 inventory, so we're throwing in great financing options, like 60 months, no interest financing. Also, some cash discounts on all in-stock Hot Spring Spas, so you can take advantage of some great savings there for Every Day Made Better.
What does that mean, Every Day Made Better?
Every Day Made Better means every time you sit in a hot tub, you're better. You're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. And what hot water does for the body, it's magic. Every Day Made Better through a hot spring hot tub.
These deals are on right now. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts too, and use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member and get an additional savings up to $1,900. So hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Promo code ACE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service.
We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.